8, verse 4, sing to God, sing in praise of his name, extol him who rides on the clouds, rejoice before him. Well, hello there, friend, and welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. So good to see you. Happy Sunday. Yeah, here we are. It is almost halfway through the month of June. Just kind of let that soak in a little. Hey, regardless of where we're at, this is the day, friend. This is the day that he has made. Amen. Let's rejoice and let's be glad in it. Hey, I hope you're having yourself a wonderful Sunday. And here at Sunday Worship, we focus on Jesus. It's all about him. He's the chief cornerstone, the CEO, the president, the board. He's it all here on Sunday Worship. And we focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. So let's prepare our hearts on him today. Here's a beautiful song from Shannon Wexelberg, and Come Worship the Lord.
To lift your heaviness. Come.
Yes, friend, come, let us worship the Lord. He is worthy of our praise, and He is worthy of our worship. Amen. Music from Shannon Wexelberg. Right here on Sunday Worship, it's Joey with you, and I pray that you're having yourself a great weekend. I remember reading a story just a few weeks ago about a church group who invited a speaker to address their meeting, and a group leader from the church said, "Talk about God, but leave out Jesus." "Why?" the man asked. He was taken aback. "Well," the leader explained, "some of our prominent members feel uncomfortable with Jesus. Just use God and we'll be fine." And the speaker replied, "Without Jesus, I have no message." You know, friend, we need not to shy away from the name of Jesus. For salvation, the Bible says, is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. The name of Jesus, friend, is at the heart of our faith and of our hope.
Wonderful, merciful Savior, precious Redeemer,
There were all kinds of people on the Titanic the night it sank, but ultimately every one of them was on one of two lists, saved and lost. So is every person on this planet. The Bible says God has given us eternal life in His Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. Why? Because Jesus gave His life to pay for our sins. So your heaven is in His hands. If you've never placed your life in His hands, call us at 888-NEED-HIM and move from lost to saved.
That's right. We've come to magnify the King of Kings, Jesus, today. Thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship. It's Joey with you on this, of course, this 12th day of June 2016. And, you know, I just feel led just to share this with you today. I don't know if this applies to you or maybe somebody else that's listening today, but Philippians 1, verse 6 says, "Be confident of this, that he, that's Jesus, who began a good work in you, will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Friend, I'm here to remind you today, wherever you may be, no matter what you got going on right now, that he hasn't forgotten about you today. He who began a good work, friend, he will carry it out to completion. And that's a promise straight from the Word of God.
You are not a God created by human hands. You are not a God dependent on any mortal man. You are not a God in need of anything we can give by your plan. That's just the way it is. You are not a God created by human hands. You are not a God dependent on any mortal man. You are not a God in need of anything we can give by your plan. That's just the way.
Unchangeable, unshakable. Sing with me how great is our God, and all will see how great, how great is our God.
Oh, yes, I just love this song. Hey, I hope you're having yourself a wonderful week, and thanks for having your radio tuned to today's edition of Sunday Worship. Hey, if you got some time today or this week, I encourage you to check out our Facebook page. In fact, I encourage you to like our Facebook page. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio right there on Facebook. Would love to connect with you there. And I'll tell you what, faith is a pretty important aspect in the life of the believer. Amen. Wouldn't you say that's the case? Well, I love what Charles Spurgeon said. He said, faith enables us so to rejoice in the Lord that our infirmities become platforms for the display of His grace.
Remember me in a Bible cracked and faded by the years. Remember me in a sanctuary filled with silent prayer. Age to age and heart to heart, bound by grace and peace, child of wonder, child of God, I remember you. Remember me. Remember me when the color of a sunset fills the sky. Remember me when you pray and tears of joy fall from your eyes. And age to age and heart to remember me when the children leave their Sunday school with smiles. Remember me when they're old enough to teach, old enough to preach, old enough to leave. At edge to edge and
let's talk about a beautiful song. Mark Schultz and Jeannie Owens and Remember Me right here on Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. I'm your host, Joey Kroll, and last night was the Ivan Parker concert. Did you have a chance to go? I was unable to attend. I'm kind of kicking myself here today, but yeah, I heard it was a great time, and hopefully you had a chance to really fellowship and worship. And Ivan Parker, he's just got a wonderful voice. Amen. Hey, let's be praying for Tuesday, Franklin Graham coming to Springfield for the Decision America Tour at 12 noon. We have a bus trip that's jam-packed full, but be praying because Franklin's going to be preaching the gospel that afternoon as well. So let's just pray that God will prepare the hearts of those who will attend. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for your time and your attention today. You can always drop me a note. I love hearing from you. I really do. This whole fellowship thing goes two ways, right? It's not just all about me talking. I'd love to hear from you. Joey@greatnewsradio.org. Thank you so much for listening. Just remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.